Blog Talk Radio.
The remix.
The remix.
We creeping in too, baby.
We got five on everything, man.
We got Drew Brown. We got the Looney.
Shot G.
No, we got Yuck Man.
Yeah, Rich Rich. Eat Foden.
Spice and Hurley.
You say you got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but $5 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow, no criticism from the fellows. Hello, being keen during the high speed, but still don't tap the BB. I'm BD, Drew Brown, baby.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever. So either put your five before you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Nicky burping, broke a smoke, you slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got five on the Hennessy, Seagram's or Gordon. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a donut. Now I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought, to something right is bought. Most Z-Zacks believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking, in attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.
Forty makes it happen. Five gates flapping, revenue growth, and just a little bit of lightweight. Flat boats and potent fumes linger, mighty clouds and northern lights. Respect to Victor Baron, and you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrilla, but perhaps today my skill ain't filling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track where hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, passed it around.
Me and these forty through the head, coming fed plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Turned off the hurricane, learn the game. Witness what being on two fifths equal. Me killing people like Jason, facing death every sequel. Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking crisp the night to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed by shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause you styles are going down. Look around you, tune from the moon spreading round and round you. Back to get my old one, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Rolling up cannabis, the team are hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on hurricane. Better to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a hand for the broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I'll be hitting the J so hard I earl. Falling on the floor, gonna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got five on everything, let you know this is smoke. It's the oxygen, about to hit it and crow.
Short on some ends? Don't worry, I take care of that. I got five on that. I got you.
You could buy me diamonds, you
buy me pearls. Take me on a cruise around the world.
Baby, you know I'm worth it.
Dinner lit by candles. Run my bubble bath. Make love tenderly to last. Not your soul, but a soul that you know she is worth your time. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first. She will if she can find a man who knows her worth.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, Brother Eddie is going to be breaking down for tonight's class, how to make something out of nothing. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Wonderful. Fantastic. And
good, you hesitated with that.
I was trying to stay with the number of the word, but nevertheless, right quick, let me bring in greetings to the family, being Ashe to the elders, namaste. I'm sorry, Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders. And much love, respect, and honor to the family and listening audience for your time and space that you share with us in tonight's class. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank us. Greatly appreciate it. So with that, Sister Antoinette, yes, we definitely are going to be exploring that how to make something out of nothing. We do it every day, but we're going to bring things home and start to focus in on what we're talking about that's actually happening and relate it to the Bible in the book of Revelations. So with that, Sister Antoinette, do you have any current events?
Well, first let me say this. The last song that I played, A Woman's Worth, that song is by Alicia Keys. And the first song, I Got Five on It, is by Snoop Dogg and some other artists as well. Forgive me for not knowing everyone's names, but I do know that Snoop Dogg is in there. Okay. And yes, I did have some news. And, boy. Okay. Cambridge Dictionary has redefined their use of the term woman, that it has been changed. Dictionary redefines woman to include men. Now, I don't know if y'all knew that yet. But the Cambridge Dictionary updated its definition of the term woman to include anyone who identifies as female, including biological males. The online dictionary defines woman as an adult who lives and identifies as female, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. According to its website, the new definition is, defines a woman as an adult human being. Wait a minute, an adult female human being. The dictionary provides examples of how to use the new definition in conversation. In one example, the dictionary writes, Mary is a woman who was assigned male at birth. She was the first trans woman elected to a national office, another example claims. A Cambridge dictionary, well, anyway, Brother Eddie, I'm sure I know how you feel about this, but you care to break that down? Hello?
I'm here. I was on mute, but I'm laughing at the article in and of itself. But let's just examine it using our common sense. You know,
yes.
This is just... again, a way of pushing or putting things in our face, and we slowly but surely, just like for years we've been talking about them teaching preschool children how to have gay sex. You know, we've been talking about it. Now all of a sudden, the news media, everybody is pushing it in because, again, remember that Democratic Party is basically, and I don't want to say one party over another, but they are definitely at the forefront. But beyond all that, family, we already know. As I said, remember, let's go to our new first black female Supreme Court judge who basically could not give us even that definition but left her so-called definition open for this nonsense to be put in and then give an example of a Larry at birth being male and now identifies as being a female. Well, I think last class we discussed the simple way of keeping order is only a real woman, as Alicia Keys put it, can have babies, can have children. Larry, that identifies any transgender, this, that, or another, cannot have children. Plain and simple. See, that's the order of nature. I don't care what a person decides to be, a male and they are a female, or a female and they were a male. This is the nonsense, or as we say, the chaos that we're living in. And our job, our assignment is to only bring the order out of the chaos and just be the example as they try to give us a crappy example of Larry identifying with this, that, or the other. As we've been talking all along, we're seeing these things that we've been talking about now, what manifests, 32-5. They put it out there, we've been talking about it, but they make sure that they ease it on in because they're going to usher it in. But it's again, just being in order with nature. And we've been talking about all these things, as I mentioned in previous classes, 20, 23, which is 7. We're going to see, witness, and recognize everything that we've been talking about for more than 3 years. But we can stop with that connection at 3 and bring it on home. So, that's my spin on the nonsense that, again, they're trying to push this LGBT pedophilia with teaching children. You know, all this we talked mm-hmm. about as far as Pizza Gate and all these other little pedophilia, little organizations that they've been doing. So none of it's new that, again, they're pushing biblically Sodom and Gomorrah. So I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, in light of all of that, they have something new. Now, one article says that it's not true is something, but the article that says it's not true saying that it's something that could happen within 10 years. And that is the artificial womb. And they say that it's from, wait a minute, fictional. Now, this is the one that's saying that it's not true. A fictional facility called Ectolife, ECTO Life. We hear that artificial wombs could provide a solution for cancer patients who have had their uterus removed, that they could reduce pregnancy complications, and that the pods will help countries experiencing population decline, such as Japan, Bulgaria, and South Korea. Now, they say that, you know, this article says that that what's going around on social media is not true, but they say that this can happen in 10 years. Your number, if you think of the last 50 years and what we have seen, that you would never have thought of. I'm quite old, so I remember watching Star Trek, what they were doing video calls, and, you know, I never thought I'd be video calling my kids on FaceTime. She also points out that the first 4 weeks of gestation could actually be completed in an IVF lab. Women are typically 4 weeks pregnant when an embryo is transferred. And now premature babies can be cared for from around 21 weeks in an incubator within a neonatal unit. A pregnancy is usually 40 weeks, and over half of it can now be done in a neonatal unit, he says. So really, it's under 20 weeks of gestation time. The scientists have got to figure out how to do it safely. It's not really that far away. Professor Harper highlights that lambs have been developed from earlier prematurity, but we're way off from completing this with humans. I do think that this will happen, but not in my lifetime, she says. From a theoretical standpoint, it's possible, he says, of artificial wombs. It's just a matter of providing the correct environment with fuel and oxygen, and I do think the technologies are there to be able to achieve that. There are lots of examples where babies come out extremely early and are very well looked after in incubators, which is a very naive form of what you're talking about. And they're being fed by tubes down to their stomach. When we put people on things like heart bypasses or other organ bypasses, or theoretically giving them what they need from a machine. Though the artificial womb isn't what's posed a large challenge, the early stages of development where the organs are forming in the first 12 weeks will be harder to navigate, he adds. Professor Shannon also says there are all sorts of biochemical and immunological things that go on that we probably don't understand yet. In relation to antibodies passed on from the mother, this will require further research. Okay, well, Brother Eddie, you got the gist of it. Now, I can give you my thoughts on it, but you go ahead and you can tell me yours.
Well, again, you reference Star Trek, which then we were taught and we looked at it as science fiction, as you stated, as science fact today. So referencing things that you said, the word pod came up, and immediately when you said that, it took me to an old movie that was called The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where they use pods to duplicate human. So, again, we're talking about them putting things like that in the movies, even more recent, a movie called Species, where they decided to use a female embryo of a species with human DNA and see what formed. So the thoughts, even in the movies, aren't far-fetched from what they've been trying, because they're just putting their ideals in movies so that when we see it, we think of, okay, it was just a movie. And when we talk about reality, you know, stranger than fiction, and put it together, it all of a sudden becomes a conspiracy. So they have everything so-called in place, but this is the revealing, the unfolding, the exposure, and the unraveling of truth. Five on it.
Yeah.
So you go ahead with what you wanted to add to that.
Well, my whole thing is that I'm looking at it from the script, from a scriptural point of view. And when Satan tried to make children before, you know, which he did with the fallen angels, you know, we see the results of that. Now, also, whatever happened to the test tube babies? Yeah, I mean, we heard about when they were made in the tubes,
see,
but whatever.
Excellent. I wanted to say, I forgot to bring that in, test tube babies and clones. How
yeah.
long have we been dealing with clones? See, even when they came up and they called it artificial insemination? Do we think they were just going to stop with the human womb to use an egg from one woman and put it into actual uterus without studying the uterus and figuring out how they could create the uterus to do with the real everything like we're doing, just dealing with the artificial versus the real, the artificial versus the spiritual, the artificial versus the true. So this is what we're dealing with and what's being revealed. And, you know, they can't stop it. It's coming from every direction, as they say, the four corners, the four winds, the four seasons. It can't be stopped. Ain't no stopping us now, family.
No, it's not. Also, found out that DJ Twitch, that he died, and from what I understand, he committed suicide. He was on Ellen DeGeneres' show. I guess that's her name. Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres. The former talk show host went on to Instagram to say a couple words about her friend. On December the 14th, 2022, Stephen Twitch Buff's wife, Allison, issued a statement to People announcing her husband's death. The statement said, "It is with the heaviest of hearts that I have to share my husband Stephen has left us. Stephen left up every room he stepped into. He valued family, friends, and community above all else, and leading with love and light with everything to him. One of our family, the best husband and father, and an inspiration to his fans," she said. "To say he left a legacy will be an understatement, and his positive impact will continue to be felt," she continued. "I'm certain there won't be a day that goes by that we won't honor his memory. We ask for privacy." Okay. But now, all right, I'm going to leave that to myself. Okay. So he passed away.
Did it say how old he was?
Now, let me go and find out. Wait, give me one second.
While you're doing that, I just like to add, again, they're saying he committed suicide, but
that's what I heard that earlier, but
so anyway, young brother, regardless of knowing his age at this particular time, I first personally got turned on to him. I'm not sure what dance show. I want to say So You Think You Can Dance, that I saw him when I was back in those TV days looking at those things. And, again, I love dance. And the brother showed me that he could really dance. I don't even remember how far he got into the contest. But, again, I remembered him from there. So, peace be with the brother. Being today's date that we're dealing with, hopefully the truth, or I'm not even going to hope for it, the truth will be revealed, because everything's coming, and it's getting faster. Everything is coming to the light, you know. So this is just in the current, in the flow. And we're just truly able to see it in our own different ways, but we see it. So do you have his age, Sister Antoinette?
I'm still looking at it, giving me everything else.
So anyway, once you get it, you know, doing the show, you can mention it. It's not really important. I just know I don't think
he was
over 40.
40.
Damn. Wow.
He was young.
Oh, yeah.
He was very
young.
Oh, my goodness.
in that five.
Yeah.
So,
and he died December 13th, 2022. Mm. Oh, that's a 10. Wow.
No. No.
As a 1.
December 13th.
Yeah. 2022. Okay, I was just looking at the numbers. Yeah, so he was young.
No. I don't know why I'm tripping. December 13th, 2022.
Yeah. Is it 13? It's a 13. Okay. Okay, yeah, I wasn't counting December. I was just doing the...
12. December is 12. That's a 3.
Okay.
13 is a 4. 3 plus 4 is 7. 2022 is a 6. 7 plus 6 is at 13.
Okay.
So, and that yesterday's date was 13. I don't know why I'm tripping because today's date comes to a 5.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Today is 12/14. 2022.
Yeah.
12 plus 14.
Well,
anyway.
I'm sorry.
Did you have another current event so I can go ahead and,
Now, what we've been anticipating may be happening. Philadelphia schools will require masking for 2 weeks following the winter break. So they're talking about they may have to go back to the children wearing masks at school. They're saying that they've had a high case of the three T's, the COVID, the flu, and something else. Forgive me, y'all. Whatever the other new thing is that they got out that they made a name for. So they're talking about going back. The children come back to school. They're going to have to wear masks. And they're also going to be providing them with free home testing. And I don't even trust the test, but, you know, people do what they want to do. So, Brother Eddie, we've been through that. So it was something that I was expecting.
Yes, we have, and again, it's no surprise because we've been saying homeschool. When we send our children to school, we give permission for the school to do what they want to do with our children.
Yeah.
And as we talked about for over a year, how they've been pushing laws where our children can take shots or make decisions without the knowledge of the parent.
Yeah.
So all of these things that we've been talking about have now manifested.
And you know what I find? I'm sorry. You know what I find? And I was thinking about this today. Now, look. A child can have sex, they can get medical attention and everything else without their parents' permission. But underage and they want to get married, they can't do that without their parents' permission.
Like I said, why do we try to figure things that are crazy out when they talk about people being crazy, you know?
Yeah.
When we see who the crazy is, you know, our only duty is to basically expose the crazy with order. See, because anytime we speak anything divinely in order, people are going to respond one way or the other. They're going to respond by basically getting in order, or they're going to oppose it with some else crazy with a lie. See? So that's why basically the truth and the lie are like opposite ends of that spectrum. And that truth pale the lie. See, like a magnet. And it attracts that positive energy from other spirits like itself. But before we even recognize, the spirit already recognized that lie that gets in what's called our aura. But we're becoming entuned with that whole frequency of people in general. And this is another reason that technology is so important. They don't want those of us that feel this to even be in proximity of one another. 6 feet distancing. Do everything via the internet, via Skype, play games, even your school. Why send your children to school when they're taught to use iPads and tablets anyway? They can do it from home. So again, it's the human factor of us not even coming in contact, even have your doctor visit by video. I mean, everything they're setting up to totally disconnect us from us, but the spiritual essence in and of itself. So, yes, we're seeing it. We're breaking it down. And again, since we were on the five and dealing with the dates coming to a five, we mentioned that Wednesday is 32, which is a five. And what is another name that we give for the middle of the week?
Hump Day.
Hump Day. Hump is 16, day is 7. 16 plus 7, I think that's 23 or 5 again. It's no coincidence, family. We're just starting to see that these things aren't just giving names at random. And when we understand that the planet that represents Wednesday is Mercury, and Mercury comes to 27. And when you add 32 plus 27, you got 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. We back to 5, family. But it's all going to be relevant when we get to tonight's class. So, Sister Antoinette, do you have any more before I get started?
Well, I have one if you're interested. It is thousands of law enforcement agencies failed to provide their hate crime data to the FBI. And the FBI released a report, their annual report on the hate crime statistics this week, but the numbers failed to capture the scope of the problem even more miserably than in previous years. The report mandated under the hate crime statistics of 1990 is compiled from a voluntarily submission of 18,000 federal, state, university, city, and tribal law enforcement authorities across the country. The numbers are compiled by state, cities, countries, and colleges and universities. Yet this year, especially, very little reliable data can be found on the full range of hate crimes against people based on their race, their religion, sexual orientation, disability, gender, and gender identity. For the past 30 years, the FBI has released its hate crime report in the fall, and because the agency has integrated hate crimes reporting into its overall uniform crime reporting system since 1991, the report can usually be compared to other crime data to analyze national trends. Yet, from the very beginning, the report has been far from comprehensive. The voluntary nature of the program has resulted in reporting that has been constantly inconsistent. For example, about 3,500 agencies did not report any data to the FBI in the 2020 report, including 10 cities with populations over 100,000, and another 60 police departments in cities with populations over 100,000 affirmatively reported zero hate crimes. Some jurisdictions fail to report hate crime statistics, which often claim there are no hate crimes in their community, a fact that would be welcomed if true. The 2021 HCSA data is even more drastically incomplete than previous year's data, to the extent that any comprehension between year and previous years are almost meaningless. The lack of compliance by law enforcement agencies is more significant than in past years, because 2021 was the first year that the FBI required every agency to report all crimes, including hate crimes, through its National Incident-Based Reporting System. Although the FBI set out a five-year timeline and provided technical assistance and transition, many jurisdictions were either unable or unwilling to report through the new system. This breakdown has resulted in dramatically incomplete reporting. There are 3,300 fewer participating agencies than in 2020, including agencies in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Phoenix, and essentially the entire states of Florida and California. 19 million fewer Americans than in 2020 are covered in the 2021 report. Okay, so it's more. Do you need me to go any further?
No, I don't. So simply.
Go ahead. I was going to tell everybody where they can get this.
Go ahead.
This is on the Southern Poverty Law Center. And you can also get the report. US.com has the crime index state rate rank, which includes the hate crimes and everything else. And you can find out where your state is as far as how high or how low you are on the ranking of the crimes. Okay.
Simply put, I'm glad you ended with that, because, again, we don't have to check anybody's database. We know our particular areas. We know the violence that's happening in our areas. We know that the violence that they report is still not accurate. They show, they give, they report exactly the numbers that they want to give us.
Yeah.
So we should know by now that we take everything that they say, whoever it is, especially the FBI or any law enforcement, that they're all under the same banner. You know, we sometimes called it, you know, the blue code. They protect themselves. You know, at this stage of the game, why isn't it a so-called watchdog committee, you know, not a part and affiliated with the police enforcement agency at all? Looking at this, we used to have, you know, watchdog committees and agencies, organizations dealing with everything other than just PETA. Every time you see an animal being harmed, PETA steps in, you know, more concerned about an animal, not to take anything away from our pets, you know, but they get more in an uproar. And again, we see these things, you know, and our talking about it is making us aware, but we have to shake, you know, the people around us, because we can't shake everybody up. But these are the things we're seeing. So it's like I said, it's from the old same playbook. You know, they talk about these things to let us know that they know what we're talking about. So they put it in our face. Just like every so often, right now, we're not talking about it. Until they put it in our face again. It's called reparations, 41-5. How long have we been talking about it? And talking and talking and talking. But nevertheless, you know, it's time to act, because that lack of action is you are still playing one side or another. That's why I say we ain't got to get out and do much. We act or touch those in our vicinity, in our circle, you know. So, like I said, with that, it's everything that we're talking about is really going to come to the forefront, as you said, with them reinstating this pandemic with the variants and variations of the COVID, of the coronavirus, of the Delta variant, of the Omicron. Please stop. I'm seeing the same numbers, and you keep giving me different words, and it's just a different variation of the numbers, different words, as it's all, it's all hidden. So anyway, family, let me go ahead and get tonight's class started so we can give the family time to add to this. And please, family, get your pens and the paper out so you can take notes, because I definitely want you to be able to go back and even check out whatever I say by the number, because this is how I'm being led and this is what I'm giving you. But see what we've all been talking about, and to see where it is biblically, right there in the book of Revelations. So
I got my pen and paper.
So with that, we're starting off with the title of class, which is how to make something into, I mean, how to make something out of nothing, which by the number, it comes to 123, when you add it up. And it was no accident that musically, it took me back to MJ and the J5, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. With ABC, it's easy. That's 1, 2, 3. Do, re, mi. See, it's easy, and this is how it's supposed to be, but this is what turning this or making to something out of nothing. That 1, 2, 3 being 6 is a pertinent number for tonight. We'll get back to the 6, but remember, the 6 is the word, the 6 is balance. And I want to give balance to the word that we recognize as acronym. Acronym is 15, which is that 6. So last week we referenced to the golden rule of the 3 R's and the correction, and put it in order the way the R's that aren't all R's are actually pronounced. You have reading, which is the R, writing, which is a W, and arithmetic, which is an A. So we're going to make that thing out of nothing with that reading, writing, and arithmetic. First, by the numbers, seeing that reading, writing, and arithmetic equals 113, which is a 5. And for us right now, the 5 is part of the code that we're getting behind this class and the numbers that are being used, along with starting off with the date, thank you, and Mercury and Wednesday coinciding with the 5. But seeing that reading, writing, and arithmetic, the acronym gives us the word RAW. And when we reverse those letters, we come to war. By the number, war comes to 10, which is 1. And it's no coincidence that the A remains in the middle, regardless of how you turn the letters around to pronounce raw or war. Why the A? Because A is the one. A is the first letter of the alphabet. But the word that we're on, that we all talk about, it starts with A. It's called the awakening. This is part of our awakening, regardless of what awakening that you're tuned into. This is my part to reveal of the awakening behind these words that we speak. Because this awakening is tied directly to the reading. Reading is 28, a 1. Awakening is 28, a 1. So this is a new awakening, even in the reading, is why we are writing. And going back to the A, the arithmetic. But the number of arithmetic is not the 1. By number, arithmetic is the 9. It comes to 45, equaling 9. Because the revealing here and now, the 9, is letting us know, using the arithmetic, why we have to add these letters of the words that we read. Because add is ADD. It comes to 9. But once we start to use this, that 9 ADD is 144, 144,000 family. You just added yourself from the awakening of this process. Because you in the war, you're 10. The war is 10. Raw is 10. You are the one. You. And when you add that 1 to the 9, you come back to the 1. Because add the 9 plus the 1, 19, 1 plus 9, we back to the 1. That's why we start to see how it's all connected. All is 5. Connected is 22. 5 plus 22 is 27, the 9. It's all connected. So why is that 1, that awakening, the A, the arithmetic, even add is ADD, that 1 so important? And it falls in the middle. It's because as we started, today is Wednesday. And Wednesday is in the middle, hump day, middle of the week. And Wednesday is the fourth day of the week. Well, when we look at arithmetic, understanding the seven liberal arts, the fourth liberal art is arithmetic. Oh, let me back up a little bit. For those who might not know about the seven liberal arts, it's also referred to as the trivium quadrivium. And the lower trivium is referred to the grammar, logic, and rhetoric. That also represents the lower three chakras, the lower three seals. So we're dealing with arithmetic that coincides with the fourth chakra and the fourth seal. So to let us know where we are, as I said, unraveling the fourth chakra and the fourth seal by arithmetic, we'll see exactly even what side we're on and what side we're already speaking. They coincide with these particular numbers of the fourth chakra. First of all, the fourth chakra, as we all know, is green in its color. The heart chakra. So again, seeing that five, green is 23. Heart is 24. The five and the six. Well, aren't we talking about the energy in Mother Earth and her vibration? The energy of nature and the vibration in nature that we're receiving? When I said Mother Nature, I meant to say Mother Earth, family. Forgive me. When we're talking about Mother Earth, well, Mother is 26 and Earth is 24, which gives us 50. And her vibration is 6. Vibration is 33. The Earth's vibration is 33rd harmonics or 528 hertz. 528 is 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. Mother Earth's vibration. We're talking about our brains being repaired. We're talking about a core reboot of the brain being repaired. Brain is 14, a 5, repairs 24, 6, reboot is 25, core is 15, a 6. This is no more than knowing our own common sense, coming from our common sense. Knowing is 23, the 5, and common sense is 33. The 6. What is your thought worth before that thought is even given to another individual, especially to a woman, to know her value if we don't know our own worth? So thought is 41 and worth is 24, 5 and 6. I can go on, but let's look at the fourth seal. And it's no coincidence that, again, arithmetic, God in Christ, 36. Anyway, when we look at the verse to read, write, and arithmetic, before we even start, the verse of the fourth seal is Revelations 6, 7, which is 13, and 6, 8, which is 14. 13, 14, the 4 and the 5, family. Do we really think that? Anyway, most people might not know, and I'm only giving a small part of the quote of the 6, 7, and 6, 8 of the fourth seal of Revelation. And it says this quote, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that set on him death, and hail, followed with him," unquote. It has more, but the key is most people never knew in the pale horse that death was the name that rode on this pale horse, and hail followed. Well, family, we don't have to look at the metaphor, because metaphor is 36, as we use the term today, metaphysics being 45, all coming back to the arithmetic. But when we look at what we're talking about, well, what happened 3 years ago? It was called a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic. Well, what was the plan of the pandemic? Well, pandemic is 23. And what now they wanted to do was use a vaccine, 23, as the program to vaccine the whole earth. Well, when we look at pandemic 23, vaccine 23, haven't we been referring to the vaccine as death? We've been saying they trying to still hide it, but we still saying if you got that shot, I don't care what they trying to tell me, you got, you ain't giving me that. That's the death, family. We still looking at it metaphorically as on that pale horse, but what followed was hell. Well, hell is the program. See, the vaccine is the death. The hell is the program. And they want the program to be distributed throughout the earth. Earth is 24. Program is 24. Hell is 15, the 6. Death, 23. Vaccine, 23. Pandemic, 23. Some might call it a venom, 14. Doesn't matter what name, the number stays the same, family. That's all part of, as they say, death's plan is to hide behind these words of manipulation that is pushed by the media that biblically we don't recognize, nor would any preacher even be talking about, because most preachers, as we know, have backed their congregation to get, or they've complied with this vaccine, with death. 32, call Christ that they claim to believe in. But like I said, we can take all this information and see we've already been talking about these things, just not being able to see with the help of arithmetic, 45, metaphysics, 45, God in Christ, 36. But guess what? Alphabet, the English alphabet, comes to 27 because it all adds up. And again, it's Marty Lee's Pi, the English language, that I use to reveal what I reveal, because for me, family, if it don't add up, ooh, your brother got to shut up. And I done seen what I supposed to reveal to show death and what preceded him is hell. It's the vaccine that we've been talking about.
Yeah,
this is why, even if we, go ahead, Sister Internet.
Marty Lee's Pi, the English alphabet on YouTube, and I put the link in the description for everyone that you can go to it and you can see exactly how to count this up and for a full explanation. Not the brother Eddie's not giving a full explanation, but so you can also have this as well.
Thank you, Sister Antoinette.
You're welcome.
And when you even look at the two similarities, or basically they still add up when you look at it, even though arithmetic comes to 45, it's not strangely that when you look at liberal arts, liberal 22, arts 19, is 41, which is a 5. And as I said, the fourth chakra comes to 23. And when you look at the fourth seal, what seal is 14. So we even see a lot of the similarities and even what they are in their particular fields of study, be it religion, be it universities or colleges, be it the spiritual, the chakras and unlocking your chakras. It's all connected, but now we're seeing how deeply connected that arithmetic. Why did they even say arithmetic at the end? Because it's used to count what we have written down from what we read or have read. When we say take notes. Now we're seeing another reason that we take notes. 9, arithmetic 9. It's all connected. All connected is 9. We have to find a way, because the beauty of what I'm given is the way I was given to see it. The way I reveal it does not limit it the way I give it. You're supposed to see a different way, a different angle. But now your eyes are more open. Not that they weren't open before, but it's just like your flame that happens to be out. And we're candles, and I bend over and I light your wick. It will take nothing away from my flame. It will help both of us see Father. Thank us. So now we can see, even biblically, what we've been talking about is where we are in Revelations. These things that they're doing, they're not hiding. But even now, with what's being given and what's being revealed, you know, I'm loving it because whatever you receive from what I give, you're going to take it to places I haven't even thought of. Oh, my goodness. See? Five, where do you get your thought from, family? That's why death, you got to die to go to heaven. It's a change of knowing the number behind those words. Change is 23. Death is 23. Heaven is 23, family. They want your spiritual essence. See? And this is why they're even want to possess the temple that that spiritual essence resides in. Spiritual warfare. So yes, even we've heard of this death and hell, this vaccine program to vaccine the earth, referred to as junk DNA. Junk 14 to 5, DNA is the 6. That's why we're in this lab. Lab is 5. And remember, they have and still want your record, your lab record, your DNA. Ain't they trying to do it, family? This is how they're pushing, studying through our DNA. How to use what strand of vaccine. Aren't they constantly telling you that this booster shot is better than the last, this booster, because they study what hasn't worked as fast before the veil has truly been lifted, and it's nothing they can do when it's so plainly, bluntly in the open. Deaths that have occurred that have been hidden, as the FBI is wont to refer to, being underreported by these different, it's been under, this is nothing new. You can't waste my time. Waste is 23, baby. Not here. Not with the 5, you can't. You criminal. That's why criminal is 23. And for me, most cops, not all. All is 5, but it's most. Cops is 14. Are criminals. This is why they get off in court. 23. By their compatriots called judges. 32. Not all judges, but we know a lot of them do. But I'm getting sidetracked. One class, forgive me, family, but again, this, all this stuff is so, so connected. You know, even when we use the beginning of class talking about Mercury 27 and Wednesday 32 being 59. It's just like seeing the phrase, when we say silence is golden, why does that resonate? Because silence is golden comes to 59. And it's in that splendor of silence that the revealing of information that we start to acquire so that we continue this journey of being that universal student of life's class, not a school program class, but life's class. Because again, the war is the reading, writing, and arithmetic. That means the crap that they taught us about us in history was just that crap. Math that wasn't basic. If we didn't use math in a particular profession, architect, pilots, others, mathematicians, teachers, professors of this sort that even deal with math and geometry, things happening within our universe and outside of our universe. As above, so below, which, by the way, comes to 45, arithmetic, metaphysics, God in Christ, that has been replaced by the internet. Those of us who hear already know in them, even things that I'm revealing now, dealing with the fourth seal, that they never even thought about as far as the number of the verse, there's two of them, the seventh and the eighth. So again, it's this time, because we're ending this year, and whatever we receive resonates, or even better, activates those memories that's already there. It's taken us into the new year. So remember, this year, 2022, is the 6th. 2023 is the 7th. 6 plus 7, we back to 13. God, truth. Seeing that number and understanding what we can see now, the awakening, when we have heard the term of the number of God is 7, and people with that perception of just 7, the number, and this is the mind accepts with the different things of, as I just went through, the 7 days of the week, the 7 chakras, 7 liberal arts, the 7 seals, the 7 stars, the 7, we can go on. But it's now that we are recognizing these things that are all connected. So with the information, 7 call activate, that 7 call the memory, that 7 call consciousness, that's the age we're in, Aquarius 7, bringing us back to nature, to be grounded in nature. So, 7, again, seeing it in the number spectrum is good, but seeing the number of God in 7, we must write it. And when we write the word 7, S-E-V-E-N equals 22, which is 4. Well, God is 13, 4. Ooh, now we see why the number being 7 is when we spell it, to see what that word of 7 reveals. Just like G-O-D gives you 13. And we reference 13 of God in a different way whenever we see, hear, or say 24/7. 2 plus 4 plus 7 is 13. 24 plus 7 is 31. That number 4 is only leading us to the truth, even by the words that we use. That's the power of the names that they claim. Being Jewish, wanting to be a Jew, regardless of what definition by the word that we gravitate to, that gives that word power. If we can't break that power or that spell by seeing now the number behind particular words that take us to the stories that gives the wisdom, that now we don't even have to speculate anymore, because speculation is 41, and that's what a lot of us do. We speculate. That's over too, because speculation is a waste of our time, a waste of the energy of thought. Where are we getting our thought from? Using, for me, using the words that try to lead us the way they want to by the particular words and the order of the sentence that the words are even put in, come to a number behind those. I'm not going there, it's taking me off, but back to the seven that shows the four. Sister Antoinette, when you asked the question and we did a class using that,
yes,
the seven and the four, you refer to it as what? We need divine intervention.
Yeah. So
this is what we're giving each other right now. See? Because what's divine for us at this time is our memory. It's the consciousness that's being activated. The intervention is the order. That's why we constantly do stories or stay around water, regardless if they're poisoning the water or we're using the water. But what source of power and frequency and awakening that the water gives. Even biblically, Christ's baptism is used with water. We're not going to go there. But anyway, family, it's the water that we're even 70%, ooh, consciousness 7, energy 7, the water is 4. The intervention that we need, because how many of us drink more liquid beverages than just water? And again, family, you already know, I don't take it personal because I'm not talking to the family that's on these lines, because we are aware of the diet that we eat, consume as much as we can, as much as we talk about it, because even talking about it makes us aware. And again, if we are honest and have that integrity within ourselves, we are the example of what we're trying to relate for others to eat. But I said this before, and it's worth saying again, as far as the way we should look, or it's the way I look at a diet, any diet. I look at it and what information I have about anything I'm putting in my system, and decide, do I eat this or do I eat that? Diet. What do I eat? That's the diet for me. Because everybody has some type of Weight Watcher, some type of diet plan. What has your body being in tune told you? What you can eat that others say they can, or whatever reason that your body tells you, this is what I need. Are we in tune with the right things as nature, as being grounded, even being rooted in a positive thought?
So, yes, family, we are definitely getting ready. As I said, that divine intervention, we can also look at, as I mentioned earlier, the water activating memory and consciousness. Water carries electricity, which gives energy. Well, guess what? Electricity is 49, 4. Energy is 25, which is that 7, 4 and 7. It's being in real nature, 4 and 7. We will start to see truth, 4 and 7, because we recognize the liar. Recognize being 7, liar being 4. And remember, what I'm showing is that we are the 7, the consciousness. I am 7, the living word, 4. And all we are doing, being part of that living word, is speaking the truth, family. That's it, no more, no less. That's why the 9 is just say the simple things. Just say. Simple things above the 9. So we ain't got to make it complex. They've made it complex. The 5 is called easy, family. Like Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, back to Sunday. Let's make it easy, because the distraction is making it complex. You know, even when we say words like Kanye or even Kyrie, is a distraction, yeah, to one point. Because anytime, I don't care what you're doing and what you're saying, when you are saying anything that opposes, as we put the status quo or that power basis, you, now, anybody that's got anything that they claim to be that valuable, the assets of money basically is what drives most people. But people, that's why the rest of these people aren't saying anything, unless there's something negative about these two individuals that are also said to cause distraction. They know, like everybody else, that when you enter the public domain with the truth, well, the lie is going to oppose you. They already know that being in the public now, they are going to be the sacrifice. This is why people will refer Ye or Kanye West to Jesus, yay, in the Bible, yay, the reference. But he already knows, see, because public is 21:3. Sacrifice is 39:3. He knows this. So they will immediately attack him with the 3, with words like, he crazy. Y'all know he never been to the cycle. He crazy. Well, crazy is 12, family. See, if he didn't have anything worthwhile, people would figure out that, you know, they're not saying anything basically to oppose a crazy person. How many crazy people file for whatever suit because of some crazy nonsense they came up with every day? See? So that's why, again, the Jewish people that claim to be Jew, for me, regardless of what word you want to tie to the definition of number, reign supreme, 13, God, truth. You ain't going to oppose the truth if they're speaking the truth. If if you do oppose the truth, then you're not that Jew. You claim, I think Jesus did that story, didn't he, when he went into the synagogue and he told the Jews at that time that you're not my brother, you're not of my father.
Yeah.
You're not of me. So come on, this is what we're doing to these phony Jews. See? So, no, they still today, even when you take the time to investigate it and look up, talk about the Jam Duos Holocaust, and I've never, family, please correct me if I'm wrong, I've never seen them show a black damn Jew like they did not exist. Please spare me. If you showing me the white ones, damn it, where far, far on the bottom was the black ones that you've never shown? Never will, never have. We'll go to a Jewish Holocaust museum, but if anybody has, and they do, tell me, let me know if you've seen any pictures of any black people of the Holocaust Jewish, like we weren't there. That's another story. Fam. Let me get, forgive me, family, please.
Yeah, okay.
With these stories of ours that they claim wannabes so bad, and even reading writing of the Bible along with now the arithmetic will reveal what's what, who's who, back then and right now, family. That's why I don't never challenge a person, because challenge is 32. The challenge is mine. But once I find the truth, I'm walking in truth. I have no fear. All they do is try to use interference, and they can't stop what's destined to be. And that's coming from you and me. So family, you know, like we keep saying, we are who we've been waiting on. Even seeing today's date, 12 being the 3, 14 being the 5, 3 is P and 5 is I, P-I is pi, family. See, this is even coded in the pi, because words behind pi is fix us. Carpet color, order, true order. They use Hollywood, Holly, 14 to 5, Wood, 12 to 3, 5 and the 3 again. And they tell our stories with white images, even then painting characters to be a particular hue, cowboys and Indians. See, cowboys is 21 to 3, Indians is 23 to 5. Hollywood has retold all of our stories. Ten Commandments, a group Niobian Africans, the only black people in that region that, please spare me. You see, that's part of their manipulation, even in the schools of history. That, again, loving that most of us didn't even want to hear that garbage when we was in school. At a young age, disregarding because it was not valid. It wasn't even their golden rule in school. School days, here's the golden rule days, reading, writing, and arithmetic. They gave it to us there. Everything else is obsolete. Because even for a job, we don't use it. I'm not going to go there, but we already know. So, yeah, they've used the five to map our brain. Map is five, brain is five. By using now the vaccine, five, to cause death. I. That's the only depth that's in our presence, that even with our senses, that we even talk about this vaccine that's in the presence of the entire world. See, I think it even said biblically that the arch deceiver would deceive the whole, not a piece, not half, but the whole world. See, and the only deception with us is that we see it and we still have to deal with it in one manner or another, especially with family members who really get it twisted by regardless of what they believe, but now become detached from family members who did or did not, who masked or is not masked, or whatever nonsense used as a division to divide us, divide being 32-5, we fall, divided. This is all part of the five of even depopulation, 41-5. These are all things dealing with death. That how long have we been talking about the agenda is depopulation, the five, death, five. Coming directly from Four Seal. So, again, family, do we have any callers that have their hands up, or should I continue?
No one has their hands up as of yet. If anyone has a question or a comment, if you press the number one, I would be happy to let you in. But as of that, Brother Eddie, also we have 19 minutes left. You know what you want to do?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. If nobody has their hand up at 10, 5 and 5 is the 1, and we started off with the war on the 1. If nobody
yeah.
wants to add, I think the family has enough to digest because, again,
yeah.
I know I still go a little fast, and what I have given tonight is enough for everybody to basically please go check your Bible, get into the chakras if you don't, but more than anything, use this to activate whatever resonated with you to do something and make sure
yes,
it's positive.
Let me make, I'm sorry. Let me make an announcement, please. We do have a caller. So caller, give me one moment and I'll be with you. Let me say this first. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. Don't forget Brother Ray at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we're drumming for divine intervention. And don't forget Judge Joe Brown is running for mayor, and to assist him in any way that we can. Okay, and Brother Eddie, you ready for the caller? Brother Eddie?
Yes, I am. Yeah, let me just add this to...
okay, go ahead.
That 8 to fix us, I was saying, family, which they use Hollywood as cowboys and Indians, dealing with the copper color people, or I prefer to say copper color nation, the copper nation. What we to fix us is just simply bring true order to the situation, because it's a chess game, and we understand you win chess when we check mate, check being 21-3, mate 14-5, because knowing our power to checkmate is know that we cause, family cause is 30, check is 23, copper is 21. It's the copper color who causes the 5, the effect of everything that's happening in the world. When we know our true history, and even them telling it as their history, and everything from their greatest Einsteins, Freud, Aristotle, I don't care who it is. They've never told that part of our history that they learned from us. Kemet, now call Egypt. I ain't making this up. They know it, but no reference of who taught whoever. They quoting, giving it to us, leaving us our true story in the history to be told. That's why it's up to us to tell that history. That's why we checkmate they behinds when we know the cause that we are now into effect. We've already caused the effect, but it's been used against us. We're going to use that same cause to affect the change, because that's the effect of 32 being effect. That's 23, the change that's happening in us, and it's only going to come out. Whatever's in's got to come out. Hopefully the right way, because if not, it's still coming out, because it's going to explode. And that's what they're trying to control, the explode or the way it comes out, by being the thermostat and having us continue to be the thermometer. Nope. 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 Bring the call in, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, well, first, Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact. 15 minutes left. If to continue to be
okay
with us, you have to call in. The call-in number is area code 515-605-9343. Again, that number is 515-605-9343. And did you give your contact information?
No, I do it now after I say I'm so proud of you being able to, if not remember, have the number in front of you. So you was already prepared. Instead of asking me for the number, you said it. I'm just acknowledging you for myself personally. You know, I'm proud of you. But I could be reached, family, at E. Harris. I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com. All right. Bring our family in, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, let me check them. I'm taking the callers in the order that you're in. Code 706.
Brother
Tommy. Sister Antoinette. Good evening.
Hello,
Brother
Tommy.
Eddie.
How are you?
I'm very
my beloved brother. How are you doing?
I'm very grateful, and thanks for asking. How are you both?
Oh,
I'm wonderful.
Thank you. Glad to hear from you. Glad to hear.
Yeah, I've been listening for a minute, you know, and I perceive how you've taken it and breaking it down to the numerology for the words. But in the fourth seal, and you talk about the pale horse, and death rides the pale horse, and hell follows behind it. And the symbology of the four horsemen, the four horses. Horses are they're prey animals, and they're very intelligent, you know, and they know what's wrong with you, and they can perceive this, and they have the stamina. And they were introduced to this Turtle Island. And, you know, you were talking about cowboys and Indians and Hollywood. And I'm going like, okay, cowboys and colored, we copper-colored people. We weren't Indians. We're not Indians, you know. But they made that scene to be. But now you see most movies that you see, it's either they're depicted as drug addicts and alcoholics on the reservation, or they're kind of in a spiritual way in showing some of the traditions, but they're in poverty. The thing that I'm looking at and talking about the fourth horse, the pale horse, because that pale skeleton is the pale face that we looked at as copper-colored indigenous people. that pale face that came into this country that we had to see, because there were the brown and the yellow and the red that was already foretold that were going to be here. The black and the red were here. And so what we're looking at is this pale, and we're seeing them as, you know, melanemic people, because that's what has rode in. And when they came riding into this country, they brought hell with them. And we've been going through hell since they rode in here. So that symbology is very powerful, how you took it and you brought it into here, because we're looking at something that, you know, even the annihilation and the genocide that they did to us as a people, it was really a thing to where they're looking at themselves being that pale horse or that skeleton, because skeleton is, you've never seen a color skeleton. It's always white bones. So that's symbolic, that pale horse and them white bones of a skeleton riding into this country, coming into here and coming about and bringing hell into this Turtle Island. Because the thing that's happening with it, and you were talking about the color, the copper-colored people, it's the colored people that are here, the multicolor of people here. They came here and they annihilated and did what they did with the red people, and then they did what they did with the black people. And then they even brought in the yellow people. But the thing about it is, they were a majority of people on this Turtle Island when they formulated their system, what they call government, which is a necropolitics, because it was only formed for white Anglo-Saxon men, not for women, and the indentured servants that were others from other European countries came and they formulated their two political parties, and this is what they've always did until we allowed them to fight over and say who was going to control the people of color. Then they had to give us the right to be citizens and have a voice in this country, and they always knew that the population was in their favor. But the thing that's happening with this, and this is very powerful as to what's happening for them, is that they're now seeing that this whole thing of voting and all this politics, because we're looking at right now how they attacked the Capitol in January 6th is because these white people are fighting to keep their power of white supremacy, and this is what they're focused on, because they know something that is happening on this planet, which is becoming a new earth, but even more is happening, that every day a baby is born every 7 seconds. A baby is born every 7 seconds. And with having the black, the brown, the yellow, and the red people here on Turtle Island, that means it's 12,343 births per day. The thing that's happening with this is that they are not producing in the way that people of color are. And what's happening is that they're looking that, okay, I'm going to read this to you. What this means is that the net population growth then is that white people birth numbers are 6,048 new babies each day, 49% of the babies born every day, are largely canceled out by the 5,204 white deaths every day for people of color. The 6,295 daily births, 51% of all births, are only reduced by only 1,402 deaths of people of color. So this is showing that we're still producing and overrunning what they tried to set up and make themselves great in the, on this Turtle Island. They're being depopulated, and they're getting ready to become the minority, because every day there's 7,000 colored children and only 1,000 white. They're getting ready to become the minority, and this is their great fear. The great white hope is gone. That pale horse riding them bones that brought this hell to this planet, generations to come, this is why we as indigenous people says, remember, all that you say and do should be for seven generations. We're looking at coming from that 1776 and coming up to now, these 200 years and these 14 generations. It's showing that even though you've done and killed and did what you did trying to eliminate us, we're still repopulating. There's a book out. His name is Steve Phillips, I believe it is. Yeah, Steve Phillips. And it's Brown, the New White. Because what they're doing is they're bringing in the immigrants, and the immigrants that are coming into the country are basically people of color until they had this thing with Putin. And Putin, they just put it in the news, Putin has been taking the kids, 3,000-something children, Putin has taken into Russia and doing something with the children that they've taken from Ukraine. Then they're migrating the refugees coming out of Ukraine. Now they're advertising white women for marriage country from Ukraine. They're attempting to keep themselves in the population of whiteness, but it's not going to happen because over 1.5 million in Europe is less. Because they're not repopulating. You look at this country, the 2020 census shows that they're down by 0.58% of the population that they were in 2010. They already know in their projections of Agenda 21, 2030, and 2050 that they were coming to this. And this is the part that they're fighting and struggling to keep, because them white bones riding on that pale horse that rode in here with that fourth seal attempting to steal this land and take it from these people had a price to pay, because we do what the Creator says, be fruitful and multiply. Even though you've done what you did, raping our women and doing what you're doing, even though you're attempting to have young white women to go to black, one drop of black blood makes you a person of color. So you're losing your whiteness.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Kwame. That is so true. Stay with us. I have another caller to bring in. Stay with us.
Let me add this real quick, Brother Kwame. Yeah, that's the pale horse, as you said. These pale people on this program, this horse that they call, that they're bringing death again. Population is 32. Death is 23. Depopulation, we kept referring to, is still 41. Again, using the reference of cowboys and Indians, yes, Hollywood changed those corporate nations and even use nations as Indians is still the same number doing. But yes, this is all part of that plan of knowing, as you said, even the next one, since we've been dealing with Agenda 21 since 2010, as you said, and the next agenda is the five called Agenda 2030. In 10 years, that is also letting them know during the census how many, keeping count every 10 years. I just wanted to add that. Go ahead and bring in the next caller, Sister Antoinette. Thank you, Brother Kwame, as always.
Yes, thank you. Area code 786, Brother Ray.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I just want to thank Antoinette for bringing these masters together to educate us. There's so much information we're getting on your shows that it's just awesome. Brother Eddie, you're awesome tonight, and just make it so clear. You make the issues so clear. I'm still got to catch up with you on the numbers, however, but the issues are excellent, and I thank you for that. And Brother Kwame, as always, the ball is over the fence. I think we need to begin to understand all of the things that are being taught to us, and then what we must do. What are the solutions to some of our problems? One of the things that I remember from back in the day was that, and Dick Gregory, for an example, used to say that white is just a color. A lot of people who look like us got white minds and white hearts. They think white and they want to be white. And understanding that the issue that we face is a spiritual warfare, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So once we understand how and the power that we have as the melanated people, the copper-colored people, we're the ones, and we've got to face the fact that we've got to stand up on our own two feet and deal with whatever's coming our way. And we have the power to do that. I think Brother Kwame on a previous show made it clear that we make more money than just about every other nation on the planet. But we throw our money away and we give it back to the people who are oppressing us. So that is one of the things that we call the drum call for, to wake our minds up, to use the heartbeat of mankind, to wake our minds up and do what we know we can do. Christmas is coming. Hold your money. In other words, stop financing your own oppression by buying everything that they sell us. And, of course, we run out of Christmas is coming. We see all these ads on TV and radio, and we run out and buy it. And it just enforces their economic power that they use against us. So that was just my little input to tonight's show. It's just such a wonderful thing to be able to sit back and listen to the marvelous minds of our people. I appreciate you guys, all of you. When I say guys, I'm including you. I'm including you, Antoinette, of course, and all of our women.
Yes, thank you, Brother Ray.
Standing up now, standing up and joining the fray, because that's what it's going to be. Together, we're going to make these things happen. That's my input. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Peace and peace and love, Brother Ray, Echo, and Brother, we love you. And I must say you sound very, very strong. I'm loving your energy and vibration through these waves carried through your voice with these words, you know, of that carried on beat from the drum of inspiration, you know, and motivation to get us to get up, you know. We have to be participants, but not the participant in the nonsense that we say we don't do, but yet we do, as you just said. We shouldn't even be talking about boycotting. We shouldn't even be spending our money to be teaching the truth about this so-called day of Christ. It has nothing to do with gift-giving, you know.
That's right.
And it does, because the gift that we give is called a present. Present is 32. And if we just give the present of truth, the true story, that's the gift that we're supposed to be spreading. I try to spread it every class, every show, every conversation I have. It's Christmas to me because I'm pushing truth. See, I don't see nothing the way it's been given to us, just like I'm giving us the reading, writing, and using that A of arithmetic for this new awakening that we're actually experiencing, even in the way I'm giving it, for us to awaken by the reading that we do to make sure we start taking the notes or the record. That's your personal record. But now you're able to go back and always look at what you wrote that resonated with you, because everything has a reason. And it's just being revealed now. That's why I even revealed the spot, family. It's being revealed. They can't stop it. Ain't no stopping us now.
Amen.
And thank you again, Brother Ray. Appreciate
you know, everything that you contribute to the classes and your classes.
Yeah, and Brother Ray promotes, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie, but Brother Ray, talk about your drum call for Sunday.
Sunday, by the way, gentlemen, I need for you all to call me for a 5 o'clock meeting we're having on Sunday for the men. We got to get these brothers up and moving. And so we're asking you to call in at 5. Just call me. We're going to be on a conference organizing ourselves through the People's Grassroots Assembly. We're calling it the People's Grassroots Assembly. We're going to put our own agenda together, put our own issues together, not to give to anybody, but present to our people so that we'll be on the same page, organize ourselves and our communities, and make happen what we need to happen in our communities. So far, it's been a blessing to be able to hear from the brothers and sisters who come on to talk about what's going on among our people. But we have never put an agenda together for ourselves, and we only try to put an agenda together to present to a so-called government who we think is going to address our issues, which they have never done. And it's time for us to take charge and do what we have to do for ourselves and our future. So you'll do that on Sunday. We're moving right along with that. And then we will expand it as we go. So far, brother, the drum call are bringing the brothers together. I'm getting calls in from South Africa, Cote d'Ivoire, from Ghana. These brothers, they're ready to do something, but they look to us here in the States, the brothers here in the States, to show them the way out. And that's why they're calling. We're going to hook everybody up because they haven't heard from Brother Kwame yet. They haven't heard from Brother Eddie yet. They haven't heard from the brothers who are out here on the front line, Brother Tariq and others. We've got plenty of brothers out here, plenty of sisters out here who know the history, the truth, and who want to come together and do something, and this is an effort to do that. And we're just so grateful for Antoinette and what she brings to the table, and for Dry Bones, what it brings to the table. And it's our first time being able to expand across the water to our brothers and sisters in other countries and to teach them, because they don't know who we are. We think we're Africans, but we're not. They think we want to be Africans, but we don't. We want to be who we are. And we will help them as much as we can to understand. I've been doing that pretty well with those that I've talked with. So I look forward to us continuing this effort of unity. Because it does work, and if we work it, it's going to work well.
Well, Brother Ray, thank you for what you do, for everything that you've done and that you're continuing to do.
I do the best I can with what I got. I thank God for that. And no, it ain't me. I'm just doing what I'm told as much as I can. And I just, like I said, Brother Eddie, I just want to say this because you, Antoinette, Kwame, Tariq, woke me up. You wake me up when I listen to these programs. And sometimes I'm ready to say enough is enough. I can't take you no more. And when I listen to you guys, I just kind of come back to life. So thank you, and I appreciate that.
It's reciprocated, and I have a question and a statement. Man, I've been saying that and didn't know I had myself on mute, which I'm so happy for anyway. But my question, you pulled me in when you mentioned the time, but I want to get it straight. You said 5 o'clock. Is that Central Standard or Eastern Standard Time? It's 5.
Yes, I keep forgetting to put that Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Okay. Eastern Standard Time.
Gotcha. Now, the next thing that pulled me in, and I know, just to let you know, by way, when you is given that name, Grassroots, well, you got me. Grassroots is 41 to 5, so, oh, yeah. So I had to make sure of the Central or Standard Time dealing with the call. So I'll be there.
Amen.
Okay, here we go, Dea, Sister Antoinette, you still there? Is another caller?
Yes, anybody, if you have a question or comment, if you raise your hand, we can let you in. Okay, well, I guess everyone's listening for now, but at any time, y'all, you raise your hand, we'll be happy to let you in. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Yeah, so, but everybody's hitting on what we need to be talking about to manifest, even with Brother Ray mentioning the five being that grassroots organization to get things done. You know, it's we need to just start participating in the right things. The old saying, stop walking the walk if you ain't truly talking the talk. You know, because that's what most people are doing, a lot of talking and no walking, you know.
Amen.
So as the saying goes, actions, baby, which is the seven, actions speak louder than the words. We use the words as the sword that we need to get our points across. But it's the actions behind the word. Anybody know we mean business. See? So it starts with that thought that's backed up by the conversation that's reinforced by the action. 1, 2, 3. What was the show? What was the class? All we doing? How to make something out of nothing. 1, 2, 3. We starting from the basics, baby. See, as long as we got that correct word behind anything we do, that's why I let the numbers up, even the word usage guides me. See, that way that opinion that I have becomes secondary. So I stay on the one, even though opinion is on the one. My opinion deals with that number that opinion represents or reflects. So that one for me and for us is the awakening. It's that frequency. It's that sound. Don't let nobody tell you about the voices you hear in your head. If these are voices and benevolent voices of truth and righteousness, we know the difference. We don't have to let nobody else tell us what we even innately know right from wrong. When we do it, better yet, when we even think about it. Once we think that, oh, well, that was wrong, we already know. Just like it's up to us to fix us, Carper Nations, stop letting Hollywood tell our story. See, break that spell of what's called preconceived notions. And the word backed up by the story has been embedded in a lot of our minds, just like the lessons of the schools that we learned that had no relevance to life back then, nor to the nonsense George Washington chopping down a cherry tree and could not tell a lie. Stop the nonsense. What was all that for? You ain't never going to be asked that in life, nor for a job, nor even in a random conversation. Hey, man, who chopped down a cherry tree? Who was the first president that chopped down a cherry? Using the storage base of our minds, but again, the investment bank that hopefully is now open, it's called your memory bank. See, that's been over 40 years ago that Parliament said, your memory banks ain't got this far yet. We should be there by now, family.
Yeah.
So we just got to keep it going, because it ain't going to stop, regardless if we stay in the flow. If you don't know, as they say, you better ask somebody and get with the flow, because the flow ain't never stopped. The flow has always been in the current. It's always been in the wind. That's why you are the wind beneath my wings, baby. It's not just one wing, it's two. And wings is 23, family, and wind is 14, five and the five. You got to get on the one. As James said, get on the good foot. Talk to me now.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening to what you're sharing, and it's key words. You know, you're saying current.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what waters do. We have currents. And then we're talking about awake. Awake, mm-hmm. when you're following a ship. You ever seen, you know, awake is when a ship passes by. And Brother Ray down there in Florida, you know what I was talking about. Awake is when a ship passes by and it pulls all the water away from the shore. And then as it passes, that water comes back, and it comes back hard and hits those shores. And if you ever get caught standing on the side of the, you know, the rocks or whatever, when a ship passes, it will pull you down into it. And that's what I'm saying, is that in this current of the travel of this walk of life, these wakes are happening, and they can draw you in just as the wakes of the ships that brought the captives here. The sharks followed that. And you go back about that time.
You breaking up, Brother Kwame. You breaking up. You breaking up, coming in and out.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, much better.
Yeah, but I was talking about resident time. And there's a phrase in which they go about resident time in biology says is that
Come, you want out again. We can't hear a thing that you're saying, if you're saying anything. Now, that's just me.
Whirlwind.
Okay, now we can hear you.
You know, the things that Brother Eddie, words, they're different meanings, like awake, you know, wake up in the morning, or awake from a ship. They both spell W-A-K-E, but they have different meanings. And so
yes.
What we're looking
and
at...
And you forgot to wait for a funeral.
Oh, that's awake for the funeral. And so the thing that we're hearing is that we have to know that these words are spells, and how we look at, you know, being in the present is the same word. That's a gift. Is this a gift that we're being deal with the present, or do we stay in the now, which in the now we're here, but when we put it in the mirror, it says we've won. So it's putting the number with the word, but in putting that number with the word for awake by ship, awake by getting up in the morning, or awake for a person gone to a resting sleep. You see what I'm saying? Each wake is still the number. It's the same. Is that true?
You're breaking up really bad. We can't hear you.
Because I didn't get this thing. What happened is
we couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I was just asking a question about the word wake. You know, we looked at the three different ways that we use wake. Wake as a funeral, wake that happens when a ship passes by, and when a person wakes up. And the number stays the same. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
But we got different definitions and how, but that's the part of being able to do what you're doing, is because we got to understand if we know the number, the spell won't work.
And this is why we use what's called content. We make sure that when we know certain things and we give the information, we make sure the connection is the content that we are giving. Like for me, and you just gave excellently, that all of them, even though they're used different ways, they are spelled the same, which means that frequency of the number, regardless of how it's used, you know, remains the same. But it's our job to basically let the individual know what weight, and basically it's even referred to by the way it's used in a sentence. When we use wake in different ways and we use awake, we know it's waking up. When we say we're going to awake, we know we're going to a funeral. When we're talking about awake the ship, well, most people, or a lot of people, might not know that reference, but those who are familiar with it knows that reference.
Right.
But it's the way that we use it in its content. So, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate the clarity.
Yeah, and that's what I was hearing when you were talking with it. And you know, we use the words and we use them in different meanings or different sentences or different ways of expressing, but the number is the same. And this is what we've got to be, just like I take words and I'll make another word out of it. You know, I'll take, you know, our story, which is the original universal race, which that's what we are as the people. We were the first beings.
So you did that. At the beginning of the class, yeah, can you hear me? I was just saying you did what I did at the beginning of the class, using war as reading, writing, and arithmetic. You use original universal race as the acronym for our. So, yeah.
Right.
And this is what we do, and this is part of the power that we have to create what we are bringing forth, because that's what's happening.
Right. We're changing the spell. It's spelled that way, but we're making other words out of that word. We're taking and making other words out of that word. And this is how we get to change that spell. When we start talking with, when we say our story, then we know that's just an acronym for the original universal race. And that gives you more power in thinking that it's not just us, it's the original, it's our ancestors that connects us all the way back to the beginning.
That's the death they've been talking about. Yeah, that's the death they've been talking about for the longest when they refer to junk DNA. See?
Right.
Because we know it ain't no junk. You know, it's more than what they can't comprehend. But remember, whatever they can't control or comprehend, they try to destroy. Ooh, makes me think of something I heard and took a little farther on Dry Bones, dealing with an old comedy series that we used to watch called Get Smart. And you had opposing sides. One was called chaos, and the other was called control. As we've been speaking, order out of chaos, or control that they tried to get. But interesting enough, Maxwell Smart was Agent 86, and his partner was Agent 99. 86 plus 99 is 185, which brings us back to 5, baby.
Right.
And they was giving all types.
The other part that we can't forget is, what was his shoe?
What was what?
Bone.
What was his shoe?
Oh yeah.
A phone.
Yeah, that was it.
A phone.
Thank you.
There we go. See, they already shows you they had the technology then.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. As we say it, science fiction or comedy, you know, basically is actually revealing a lot of truth. You know, that's why a lot of stuff comes.
No, I was saying it gives you that word we use today, smartphone.
Yeah.
They were giving us the vision of what they were doing and creating. He had a shoe, which was a phone, and he was an agent for Smart.
So he was an agent he was an agent for control. His name was Smart. So, yeah, that was Get Smart.
Right.
He had a phone, Maxwell Smart. So, yeah,
right.
A smart phone. That's I like that. Man, that's great. I love it.
But as you always say, Eddie, it was hidden in plain sight. We're now deciphering and breaking it down of what the visions we saw when we were younger in the television. Because these that we watch today are what? Flat screens or plasma or what? Smart TVs.
That's what I said. George Clinton back then said your memory banks ain't got this far. They're catching up, family. We can go back and replay that and see how all this is connected to what's happening right here, right now. You know, with the flip phone, Antoinette talking about Star Trek, and, you know, you bringing the smartphone from Get Smart. I mean, man, that was a beautiful analogy that I didn't see. That's I'm going to add that to the mix, you know. Greatly put.
Right.
Appreciate it, you know.
Yeah. And what we're looking at is because our generation, what this generation looks at a smartphone, we saw this in the vision of what we were watching, but not putting two and two together until we look at now. Because how did Dick Tracy communicate?
With his watch phone and things of this sort.
There you go. What are young people now using? Their Apple, Samsung, their phones. Their phone is on their wrist.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, these were things in the past that are now in our future. See? But we didn't know because, again, we saw it as television or entertainment and didn't see what was yet to come. As we looking at the Twilight Zone, the Outer Limits, One Step Beyond, and so forth.
Because what it was used for is to enter and detain you. We say entertainment. No, it was enter to detain you by having this memory that now you see what was being prepared for what they're doing today.
Yeah, I just saw something in that. I like how you always say it, but yeah, mentally, yeah. It's your mental status that's being stimulated and entertained.
And detained.
So, yeah. Yeah, and it's this, again, that mind control through visual optic nerves that are used to stimulate.
Right.
And at the end of the day, all these pixels are no more than a binary code of ones and zeros.
Right. But even when you look at pixels are nothing but dots. And you connect the dots to make the picture.
That's what we're doing, baby.
Right.
Connecting the dots.
What did we used to have? Polaroids that instantly gave you a picture. Now you got a phone that do it even quicker.
Mm-hmm.
See,
that's what I said. The computer, the internet, we couldn't so-called talk without using that daggone dot, www.com. It's coming, y'all. That dot.
But
yeah.
Gil Scott put it already in dot, dot, dash, dot, dot, dash. he was singing and telling us what was coming then.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is, as elders, the thing that we have to be able to share with the generation that is Generation Z and the generations that come, because every day, that's why I was talking about how many children are born.
You breaking up again, Brother Kwame. You breaking up bad again.
It's raining this whole time. I keep this thing connected because when I sit down on the sofa in front of the television, it's Wi-Fi. So anyway, mm-hmm. the thing that we're seeing with this is that we as elders have a memory that we can reflect back to what was being prepared and share with them, saying, okay, here's what we know about what happened in our time, and this is what's coming in your time, and how are you going to avoid this trap that we looked at, and now we're looking at what's happened to your generation. All of our children are walking around with their face in these screens.
Yeah, it went that way. Made me just have a quick flashback right quick. We had a book that basically showed us where we had to go to avoid danger back in the 50s and 60s. What was that book called, Brother Kwame?
We had a book.
Okay, that we use. We could get it at gas stations for black people when they drove through the South.
It was the black book.
No.
It was the green book. Right.
See?
Well, it wasn't a villain. Yeah.
No, I'm just using that term phrase just for the number itself. See, even not knowing back then, the green book comes to 32, which is the 5.
Right.
And it showed us how to avoid danger, places we could go that we were permitted, like Greyhound, bus stations, and other places, Dangerous 23. So it's no coincidence that they called it Green Book, and today what they're using, that same term by a similar name, is called Go Green.
Yeah, but what you even got now is that they have an app for your phone, for white people traveling in cities to know where are the dangerous communities.
Yeah. You know, they're just using, as we call it, cell phone. It's just a small piece of a computer system that is now being used for another purpose, but just like the computer, the phone, is used to map being 5, wherever you want to go.
Right, but that's the other part is,
the other part too,
because there's a book that I have, is back in the day when I was working with, studying about the prison system, and it was the Cell of America, the CELL of America, and what we're doing is now we have cell phones. So we're incarcerated in our phones.
It's funny. I think it was about 5 years ago I drew a picture of a person behind bars, and the bars were the screen of the phone. So it was, they were in a jail cell that was their cell phone. So yeah.
Right. But even what do we put our children in, and a lot of people are now getting out of it. But when we were growing up, the baby was put in a what?
A playpen.
Playpen or crib. And what crib. The slats of a my last two children, I wouldn't put of my children, I put them in a drawer before I buy a baby bed. because the thing that happened was I seen it as you're training that child to be behind bars.
Excellent way to look at it. I couldn't
use any
of
that. I never thought about
that. Yeah,
that child laying there in that bed is looking through bars to see you. And then when it learns to stand up, it stands up, and it either is going to try to climb out of that cage, or it'll start crying, trying to get you to get them out of that cage.
Yep. Ways of seeing things now that we didn't see then. Even though
right.
You say it, you
yeah.
saw back then use a drawer instead of a crib, so yeah.
Yeah, because you look at something. When our people were not able to afford, they either built a bassinet or they built a box that they put the child in, put a pillow in it, and had to where it could rock and sit it right beside the bed. Then all of a sudden we start looking at the white people and they start putting their children in cages. And what did we do? We just start throwing ours in cages.
That's well, thank God we didn't put leashes on them. You know how they'd have their
but
children
what?
On the leashes.
Oh, I've seen some of our people do it. But I'll tell you one in history. When the Spanish and the Portuguese were going into the continent, taking out captives, they would take the children and come back and sell them. It was prestigious for the elite to walk down the street with a jewel collar around the neck of a child while they're walking down the street.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
But these are the things that they don't tell us until we start digging it up and finding it.
Yeah, that's true.
That was stages. That was the wealth people that were investing in that, saying, look at my wealth, I'm walking with it. This human child is money.
Well, I thought it was bad when I read about the boy in the zoo. Where they put him
right.
in the zoo.
Filed his teeth, or what is his name? Bogo or Bobo or something like that. And then they did the Hottentot woman.
Okay.
But
yeah.
They did it with the Hottentot woman because she
yeah.
had such a large derriere, and they took her body and put it, when she died, they stuffed it and put it in a museum.
Wow, I was just going to mention that I just ran across a little short video on her dying at an early age of 28 and how she was sold from white individual to white individual. One individual, like you mentioned, stood out where he would walk down the street of London with her on a leash, advertising her behind until he sold her to a circus. So, yeah,
right.
Man, it is, man, very interesting that you would bring that up, and I had just seen it, if not today, yesterday. So, yeah.
Right.
That's nothing new, because I think that was way back in the 1800s, you know.
Right.
This happened.
But, you know, when I was flying back because I flew back from Cali to Texas, and then I flew back from Texas to Georgia. But in that time of being in the airport, because I had a layover, and I would see our sisters coming off the planes, pajamas, these silk hair things, and house shoes. I'm like, what are these young people doing? They walking off the plane like they're getting out of bed.
Yeah, I did a show on that some time ago.
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to junior college and saw these children, I call them children, coming to school in their pajamas and flip-flops. And I even mentioned that on last year's class about, you know, changing your clothes that has all these toxic chemtrails or whatever on them before you take that same bacteria or whatever in your house and lay all in your bed. Now you are, as you say, in the airport airplanes, and guess what? That's one of the most germiest places that you could be, you know, and not go home, change, you know, not only the bacteria, but energy, the different energies of people who sit in the seat you sitting in, the people's energy that's on the plane, you know, all of that toxic that you carry, and you know, went from home to the plane, back to some other home, and the last thing you're thinking about is jumping your behind in the shower, you know, and getting a lot of this garbage.
Wash all
that water
off
is
of
key. Right. We talk about that water. It's key. But people, again, even to come out, like already lets you know a mindset. See?
Right.
That's why it's called pajamas. Go ahead, Brother Quinn.
But what you were saying about, you know, the part of people being awakened. These people are asleep because that's how they travel through life. That's what they're telling us. We ain't woke up yet. I don't know who I am. I'm still asleep. I'm riding on the plane, going to some place, and I'm still asleep because the attire tells you where they're at.
I mentioned that before in another class. Again, we don't have a right to be disrespectful of anybody, you know, even if they dress like a hoe, they look like a hoe, they walk like a hoe, they act like a hoe, you know. No, you know, it's, hey, it is what it is. Let them be who they are and let it keep moving, you know.
But, you know, the thing that I look at it is that something that, you know, we back in the day, and you knew it, that our parents even put on some clean. You got on clean underwear. You don't go out here and there'll be something happen to you and you got on some dirty drawers or whatever. They had, you represented your parents. You represented family when you walked out of that door. But the thing that you see today, they don't who are they representing?
Because they
generation
have no structure of morals and values and standards that start in the home.
Right.
See, as we were taught, I don't care what in the hell you did, don't you bring that shit outside in this house.
Right.
Mm-mm.
You leave that on the other side of the door.
Thank you. You ain't bringing that message.
And when you walk outside and you get looked at by elders, they don't ask you, what's your name, little boy? No, who's your mama? Who's your daddy? Because they want to know, how is this child representing you? They go talk to them. They don't talk to that child because that child's only reflecting what you sent out.
That's it. See, as we said, that's when we talk about a generational gap, for me, that's the only gap in the generation that we didn't give and enforce these things in our children, you know, and it was reinforced by the village or the community that you stayed in at that time. All of that, as we saw in all of our individual lives, saw how that was corroded.
Yeah.
By different things, be it drugs, be it the social workers and men not being, I mean, we can go through a litany, you know, of things that were purposely done to create the environment that a lot of us live in. And didn't
but
learn
what,
a positive lesson from the things that we saw were wrong.
And that's why the proverb says the destruction of a nation begins in the home.
Yes,
for the nation. You once you get to the home,
you're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up again bad, Kwame. I don't know what Wi-Fi doing to your phone. It's messing with you.
I just came back in because it's cold. It's raining cold outside. It's just better coming to my office.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Okay, that's better because I'm sitting over here by the Wi-Fi. So anyway, but this is the thing that I look at and say, you know, with that retreat I did, and looking at those 12 brothers that I did, and that's what the part of brothers stand for. Be real, open, truthful, helping everybody to rise spiritually. B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. And that's to be real, and this is what brothers have to start coming together and doing, and saying, how do we identify who we are as men? As young men, as elders, as wisdom keepers, to direct those boys that are growing up.
Brother Ray, you want to add to that? Thank you. Brother Ray? Maybe he stepped away.
Okay. I thought Mother AZ might be in the wings waiting to chime in. And
no, I don't see her.
Sister Ishtar, who's usually ready to chime in.
Yeah.
You know,
she doesn't have her hands up.
Well, that means she's taking notes, so that's great. She's here with us, so, you know.
Yeah.
But, that's the thing, family. That's it. All I give is what I've been given to share as far as this use of this awakening of reading, writing, and arithmetic being used for the key to see all things that we've been taught in various ways. Because, again, never get it twisted that what I'm giving is absolute. Only truth is absolute. God's absolute. I'm just giving the truth that I've been getting to receive, to share. So, again, and knowing that the way I give it is always open to get it a different way, because we all, even from our angles, you're going to see it your way, Sister Antoinette, Brother Kwame sees it his way, whomever see, Brother Ray sees it, but we all are seeing nation that's already ready to come out. That memories, as we say, you know, those ancestors' memories that have been dormant, they busting to come out, busting out of this L7 square. Yes, we busting out, fam. So if nobody has anything to add, I've been good. I ain't even stopped to make nothing to eat since we've been on.
Yes, you were good because you always.
Yes, yes, you know, but you know, I really wanted to give this particular class the true interest and the true that even should be revealed as we say Christmas. We shouldn't, like I said, be talking about not spending with anybody if we are actually giving that present of truth that we refuse to do. And again, truthfully, as we say, our culture or even tradition, if we truly took the time to research and investigate the tradition of Christmas and even understanding in American history why it was banned for a few decades, we wouldn't celebrate it at all. But as scripture says in Jeremiah, do not follow the way of the heathen and go out in the forest and cut down the trees and bring them home and fasten them with hammer and nail and deck them in silver and gold. There was no such thing as the word Christmas, but what do we think they were referring to?
Rice.
See? So, no, we got to stop playing. See, if we're here to represent the truth, we can even use that book, which I love using, you know, because, again, just like referring to the fourth seal, everything that we're doing wrong is already told what not to do, coming from that Helios Bilios, which, by the way, is 50. And Brother Kwame, by saying it again and me being on the five so much lately when he mentioned, you know, the astrology sign of Aquarius representing the head to your feet being represented, oh, my goodness, by Pisces. Excuse me, family, I had a brain fart. By Pisces. Well,
yeah.
Aries is 22 and Pisces is 28. Giving us again 50 from our head to our toe. See? So all of it, regardless of where we're coming from, constantly adds up. And I'm just giving that part to show us what we're even talking about and how to make that word, that consciousness, which we say God consciousness is no more than 4 and 7, which is next year, as 7 reflects when we spell it, 22 being 4, the number of God. So with that, family, if anybody wants to close before we call it a night, because we only have about 7 minutes left anyway. So
yeah,
we're talking about 7. So
Yeah, well, you're right on. If I could,
I just want to say thank you. I had to take another call, but that's why I was gone for a minute. But I thank you, particularly for the Christmas piece. We got to do this as often as we can, even if it's not December. We got to educate these people about this whole game that's being run on us and what it means. And I appreciate that, Eddie.
Oh, Brother Ray, I appreciate more because, again, when I ever give something and anybody receives it, I don't care who you are, it lets me know that my assignment spiritually that I've been given has not been given to me in vain, you know, and that's what gives me my encouragement to make sure I keep going because I ain't trying to change everybody. I know it's a chosen few, baby. That's why chosen is five. It's not just one for me. It's the chosen ones. That's why plural ones come to 14, which is that five, baby. See, I ain't the only one. And when I hear just another one, oh, man, it makes me, if that's one keeps me going for a year, that's all I needed, baby. And
Eddie,
I thank you, Brother Ray.
I was married at 16 years old. I had, by the time I was 21 years old, I had 5 children. And by the time I was 26, I said, this Christmas stuff got to go. I said, it's got to go. I figured out that every Christmas I was still paying for the last Christmas. So I figured that thing out. I'm going to stop doing this because we ain't going to never get out this little house we're in if I don't change my habits with my money. But then I started learning spiritually what it meant and what was going on. So then I started teaching exactly what you're talking about, and it's trying to wake people up. But, you know, we've been brainwashed and stuck into stupidity, and we got to wake up and got to wake them up and get them to understand. And you're doing an excellent job of it. That's all I want to say, brother.
Right. And the thing that I want to leave with it is Eddie kept using the word key, because I try to remember there's an acronym. And the acronym for key is keep educating yourself.
Amen.
Keep educating yourself.
Yes. Real and true education is not just, as we say, in the mind, but if that education is not from the heart, then it's not true education at all. That's why we always say that brain that's in the heart that beats, you know, that's that change. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm saying when we say keep educating yourself, because education comes from the word inducere. So that means to bring out. That means keep bringing out of yourself what's in you.
I love it because you just gave me an acronym to keep it on the one. Key comes to that number of, as we say, frequency and, you know, awakening. It's the one. Key is the one. So, yeah. Keep educating yourself. That's the key. That's the one. See?
Right.
That key is part of the war that we've been talking about tonight. It's connected to that one.
Yeah.
See? So, yes. Keep on trucking, family. Keep on keeping on. Keep on doing it. As James said. And on James' note, do it to death, family. Do it to death. Do it to the five. See, we keeping five alive. That's why we kicking that death they got to the side. With that, I'm going to let it ride. Peace and love, family. Until next time. Peace and
love, I'm going to close out with Curtis Mayfield. If there's a hell, we're all going to go. Okay, here we go. Okay. I'm sorry, if there is a hell below, we're all going to go, and that's by Curtis Mayfield.
Last night, I was so depressed, and I went and got the Bible, and I turned to the book of Revelation. And if people would just get read the Bible and read the book of Revelation, they would really turn around and straighten up.
Sisters, niggas, whiteys, Jews, rackers.
you get that feeling? Everybody smarter, smarter, smarter. Use the pill on the dope, the dope, the dope, the dope. Educated fools from uneducated schools. Pimping people in the rooms. Polluted water in the food. And Nixon talking about don't worry.
But they keep talking about